This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns are big underdogs in their next playoff game against the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And the team is embracing that role. Terry, after their convincing win over the Steelers this past Sunday, the Browns are proving they can be a contender.
Once in a while, there is a team that gets very hot. And it was just a few years ago when the L.A. Rams, I think they only won four or five games the previous year. They got hot, and they went all the way to the Super Bowl. They went into this year, with yet another new head coach, another new offensive system, another new defensive coordinator, the never-ending cycle of hirings and firings, low expectations, and it all came together. The times are changing here a little bit.
The Kansas City Chiefs await, and Patrick Mahomes, is he the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Yeah, he is, and he has a chance to be one of the best ever, and he's right in his prime, and he's already won a Super Bowl, and they have a coach in Andy Reid who is a longtime veteran NFL coach.
These two teams did not play each other, the Chiefs and the Browns, during the regular season, so they don't really know each other too well.
No, they don't. The last time the Browns played Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes was in 2018, and it was the game right after the Browns fired Hugh Jackson and offensive coordinator Todd Haley at midseason, and they put in Greg Williams, and they played the Chiefs that day, and the Chiefs won easily. I remember that. So that's the last time they played. That game means nothing, by the way, in terms of this. It was different coaching staff, a lot of different players now. What they have to hope is that the Chiefs kind of play a sloppy game, much like the Steelers did.
And on the other side of the ball for the Kansas City Chiefs is tight end Travis Kelce, who graduated from Cleveland Heights High School and was drafted by the Chiefs in 2013. And one thing that these two teams have in common is John Dorsey, the Browns' former general manager, who worked for the Kansas City Chiefs and actually drafted Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and all of their big stars.
Kareem Hunt, he drafted him for the Chiefs, and then when Hunt had his personal problems and was let go, he brought him to Cleveland. If you look at like some of the Browns' key players, Nick Chubb, John Dorsey drafted him. Denzel Ward, John Dorsey drafted him. Jarvis Landry, Dorsey traded for him. It's hard to find another GM that can say in back-to-back years, I drafted Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. John Dorsey traded up into the middle of the first round to take Patrick Mahomes. He was not, at that point, considered, an elite quarterback prospect. So that was one. And when he drafted Baker Mayfield, most of the draft experts did not consider Mayfield to be the number one quarterback in that draft.
And I guess the Browns this week are really hoping that they can keep COVID-19 out of their facility.
Yeah, I mean, and that is that's always a big unknown, but it seems like when it hits these teams, it really goes through them. Right now, Baltimore's playing great because it's like it went through the Ravens about 6 or 8 weeks ago when they lost a few games. And at one point, they had 23 positive tests. Early in the season, the Tennessee Titans had just a big outbreak. As far as I know, the Chiefs have not lost too many guys to that. So, who knows on this? But right now, the Browns seemingly have had their outbreak, and you're kind of coming on the other side of it.
Right. This is going to be an exciting game.
And I'm really looking forward to it. So, in the year of pandemic and all that stuff, we always talk about sports being a diversion. It doesn't change what's going on with the virus. But for a few hours on a Sunday, what fun has been to get away from all that and watch the Browns.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.